All right, we are live here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2015, day 3, Sunday, with the lovely Miss Bella Danger. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well now. I'm talking to you. How's your weekend going so far?
It's been really, really good. It's my first Exotica ever, and I was lucky enough to be able to sign at the club spotlight booth and to be next to my idol, Phoenix. So there's so many reasons to be excited about it.
All right. Now, for those fans who aren't too familiar with the work, how long have you been in the business for now?
I've been in since last September, was when I became a Spiegler girl.
So just over a year then?
Yeah, literally just over a year. So I'm able to be nominated for Best New Starlet, possibly.
I gotta say, if you're not the favorite, I don't know who is.
Well, fingers crossed. A lot of girls are really worthy.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. So how'd you get your start in the business?
I actually always really liked porn. I feel like this is such a worn out question. But I found a guy and I shot 5 scenes just with him. And then after that, I went and contacted Spiegler. And I don't know why he decided to take me with only 5 scenes under my belt, but he did. And I'm lucky to still be with him today.
Well, clearly he saw something in you and he was definitely right.
Yeah, Spiegler has a good eye. I definitely owe him a lot. He's awesome.
I was just saying, it seems like you've shot more scenes than almost anybody this year. It's like you're on almost every other cover.
Well, I've shot this year about 150, although it feels like it's more, like, I don't know. But on my Data 18, like if you go on my Data 18 website, currently I have 150 links and like 135 DVDs. So yeah, I've had a great year, I guess.
And so you're enjoying your first year in the business?
I love it so much. I want to be around as long as they'll have me.
So what goals or things would you like to accomplish over the course of your career?
One of my main goals is to be a director, specifically for Evil. I feel like that would be awesome. And I want to shoot really, really passionate boy-girl anal. And yeah, like that's a really big goal of mine. I mean, obviously I want to win awards, but just being nominated is like a huge honor. As long as I still, you know, keep working afterwards.
Yeah, I was gonna say you jumped into the anal game like head first. A lot of girls kind of like wait a while and start out slow. You dove in.
I did interracial my first week. I don't think that's like a first. I did anal in like 3 months, and that's actually because I had to stretch my hole out. My first anal was my actual first anal. Kieran was the first penis in my butt. So I had to make sure that I was able to take his dick at least. But yeah.
That's kind of surprising. You've never done anal before.
Guys always wanted to do anal with me. Like, I had a boyfriend that was like, please let me take your anal virginity, you know? But they didn't know how to work it in. Like, I tried, like, but never even got past like a head or nothing. But thank God for porn stars that they know how to warm you up real good and open you up real wide.
So were you hooked from the start, or did it take a few scenes to kind of warm up?
Excuse me?
I said, did you enjoy anal from the very beginning, or did you take a few scenes?
My first anal, I loved. It was like so much oil, and it was really good. But then I was in an anal contract, so I had 3 anal scenes within the course of 90 days. So every time it felt like I was losing it again. So I'd like to say, like, there's this one specific scene, Wet Asses 5 for Jules Jordan, that it was like I had so many anal orgasms, and it was right when I got off that anal contract, and I was doing it all the time. I was like, fuck yes, like I get it, you know, because my first anal and my first 3, I only had like 1 or 2 anal orgasms. But now it's like every like 3 seconds.
All right. So what scenes you got coming up? Any movies coming out?
Well, yeah, I have Anal Workout 3 by Elegant Angel coming out. It's on pre-order right now. And that's like literally my best scene to date. It's with James Dean. And I don't even do cream pies, but I was so in lust with my owner. He's my owner. He owns my holes. I made him come inside of me. So if you're ever missing out on cream pie scenes, because I don't do them, this is a good one to watch.
You do cream pies? Well, rarely?
Never. I don't do them at all. But I made him come inside of me that day. I was very turned on, you know.
Very cool, very cool. So what are there any other scenes left that you haven't, like any fantasy scene, anything like you do you haven't done yet?
Well, you'll definitely see IR anal and DPs in my future. I'm going to eventually do everything. It's all about pacing myself, you know. If it was up to me, I would have done a gangbang in like 3 months. But porn politics, you know.
Yeah, gangbangs are hard because they're expensive to shoot.
Yeah. And I mean, I want to make sure that I'm like ruling it. You know, I don't want to just get gangbanged. I want to be like attacking them like, oh my God, give it to me, you know. So it's definitely going to be a good one when it comes.
All right. Sounds cool. So, looking forward to AVN in January?
Yes, I look forward to AVN a lot. You'll see me signing there.
Who are you going to be with, Evil Angel?
I can't disclose the information of who I'm signing for, but just know it's going to be awesome.
Now, you think down the road when you're not shooting as much, you'll start feature dancing eventually?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one of the things I look forward to when I'm not shooting as much. It's definitely something I look forward to. But also, I'm 19, so I can't even get into half the clubs that girls feature in. So, but yeah, definitely my future. You'll see that.
All right, very cool. And last question here. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Definitely a lot of passion, a lot of eye contact. I'm really intimate, you know, so you can do whatever you want to me as long as you do it with good intentions and, you know, it's coming from a good place, you know, it feels good. I don't know.
And where can the fans get a hold of you at?
On Twitter at Abella_danger and on Instagram @abeautifuldanger.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again next time.
Likewise. Have a nice day.